I'm talking here at the VA hospital with the celebrity grand marshal for tomorrow's Phoenix Veterans Day Parade. Connie Stevens, it is a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you, and I'm really glad to be here. Wasn't that beautiful?
Yes, the presentation we just saw here was wonderful, and we're just delighted to have you in the Valley and delighted you'll
Thank
be the
you.
Celebrity Grand Marshal. So welcome to the Valley.
Thank you. I think it's beautiful here.
Well, it is gorgeous. This is why we live here. You should move here.
You're about the 10th person that said that. It's cool.
Now, I know we have the parade tomorrow, but and I'll get to that in just a second, but I was reading where there's a movie that you wrote and directed. Has that finished? Grace?
It's all Saving Grace. Saving Grace B. Jones.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the story is done in 1951, and it concerns a rural story that got caught in the middle of a terrible tragedy, like a tsunami of emotional events. They had a flood there, mm-hmm. as big as Katrina, and they were kind of wiped out. And then the family had brought their sister home from an insane asylum, and in the 50s, mm-hmm. they were pretty harsh. And it's what happens to the family. It disintegrates. It's kind of a Norman Rockwell tragedy, we like to call it.
And so you wrote that and directed that?
Yes.
Very good. And is it, I thought I saw it's completed. Is it out?
No, we hope it'll be out soon now.
Okay. Very good. Well, we'll watch for that.
And that's put to bed.
Saving Grace B. Jones.
B. Jones.
Right? Very good. And now, tell us, what are you doing this afternoon? We just had the quilt presentation, and so what are your plans this afternoon?
My favorite part. I'm going to go visit the patients and talk with them. And, you know, this is a very special day to them. They put their lives on the line. Many have lost limbs, what have you, or lost a piece of their lives that they gave to us. Let's look at it that way.
Mm-hmm.
They gave us part of their lives. It really behooves us to take the time to say thank you every time you see a young veteran walk by.
I couldn't agree with you more.
And go to the hospitals and in Christmas time, write a Christmas card. Get a box of them. They're inexpensive. Put down your thoughts and just thank them and send it to the USO, and they will get them, and you'll be so blessed by it. Just little things that you can do to.
You do so much for the veterans. You have a real heart and compassion, and just, I mean, it's really a passion for you. I can just tell by the way you interacted with some of the veterans here and some of the things that you said.
I love them. Well, you know, everybody served in my family, my father, my stepfather, my brothers. My older brother was in Korea, and he's gone now, and my middle brother was a Vietnam casualty, not there, but when he got home. So I know firsthand what they go through, their lives are dysfunctional for a while, and how hard they try to assimilate and pick up the pieces. And if people aren't helpful in that, they could get lost.
Mm-hmm.
And like my own kid brother, lose their lives for no reason at all.
Well, it's
heartbreak, that's what happens.
Exactly. Every day I wake up, I'm in a free country, and I have freedom, but it wasn't free. It came at a great price, still comes at a great price, and I'm very grateful for all of those.
Well, they're really our American treasure. I don't care what we've got. You know, you might have the Tetons, you might have Camelback, but the real treasure of America has always been its military. I mean, we're going all the way back to the French, the English, the Boston Tea Party.
Yes,
it
ma'am.
It was all the young volunteer forces that came and defended America. And we have to remember that they safeguard all of that Constitution, all of those great ideas. We have a president now, historically, the first black American. Where do you think it came from? It didn't come for nothing.
Right.
Somewhere along the line, there was a military behind it that made that actually happen and made it possible. And it's hard for a lot of people to equate that until we remind them.
Yes,
you know?
And I'm just delighted to just spend a little time with you tomorrow morning, the Phoenix Veterans Day Parade. I mentioned this before, you're the celebrity grand marshal, but we're delighted to have you. And are you excited about the parade?
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. You know, it's one of those easier jobs in life to wave and say hi and have people recognize the body of work that you've done and where your heart is. And it's all about the veterans.
Absolutely.
Over and out. That's why I'm here. That's why I came. You know, there isn't a vet I run into that doesn't know about how much I love them and appreciate them. And many of them, I've seen millions and millions of young people over the many years. They're my favorite Americans.
That's hard to tell, Connie. It's so hard to tell.
They're my favorite. It is not the Gary Coopers and the Ashton Kushner or whatever the heck the next name is going to be. It's the veterans. They knock me out.
You're an inspiration to many people with your heart and passion for veterans, and you inspire all of us to continue to show our recognition and support of all of our veterans. Thanks for all you do for the veterans.
I hope so.
Well, thanks for taking some time to chat, and a pleasure to meet you.
You too. And I'll see you out there.
Yes, ma'am. I will be there tomorrow morning.
Okay. All right.
And thanks for being here in the Valley.
Thanks.
Connie, thank you.
Bye-bye.